Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason Weber, your host, and I'm excited to be with you as we talk Simple Truth number 25. Okay, so this simple truth touches on one of my favorite little sayings, I guess, if we can call it that. And that is very simply, it's not about you, but it's all about you. Now, I'm going to take the first part because Simple Truth 25 is titled, and it's a quote from Rick Warren when he says, it's not about you. What we're getting at is, if we look at Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he's really hitting at the point and discussing what an ego does for leaders. Now, I want to preface this by saying, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you can't pat yourself on the back ever. You can't look at all the great work you're doing and you always have to give the credit away. That's not what we're talking about here. But when we make a statement of it's not about you, but it's all about you, what we're saying is you play a massive role in outcomes, in the development of relationships, in the success of the failures. So it's important that we understand, how do we balance that dynamic between me and we? Because that's really what we're getting at here. So to look at our lesson, what we learn is the goal of effective servant leaders is to serve their people and make sure they know their contributions are valued. If we put this into the context of leading a team, what we're saying is, I'm not making others work for me. We are working to accomplish our goals. Because it's not about me. It's not about making sure that I get all the recognition. Now, we know, and I have all the confidence in the world saying that there are leaders out there who their primary job is to make themselves look good. And I would pose that if you look at their team dynamics, they're going to be pretty negative. You see, people, if we go back, I mean, let's look even at simple truth number 24. People who produce good results feel good about themselves. If I approach leadership and how I interact and manage a team in a manner that is all about me, I am not giving others the opportunity to feel good about themselves. Instead, if we were to look at this and say, how can we ensure success? There are some strategies that are given in this lesson. And the first one is, when your team performs well and kudos come your way, make sure to step back and let most of the credit flow to your people. What we're talking about here is an understanding and a realization that I can't do it myself. If I have people on my team who have worked with me, then I need to make sure that they are acknowledged. If one of my team members came up with a solution or strategy that proved to be extremely effective, then I need to make sure that I'm not the one taking their credit, that I'm giving the credit where it's due. It's making sure that we approach our day in and day out work through the lens that we function together. We're not an independent unit. We're a collaborative team. The second point here is to continue celebrating team wins, whether it's with gift cards for everyone, a festive meeting where individual achievements are called out, or another form of praise or reward. Again, put this into the context that makes sense for you. But how are we acknowledging and recognizing, you know, the work that our team members do? How are we calling out the value that they add? Is it a handwritten note? Is it an email? Is it a, hey, I want to drop by and thank you for all the work you're doing? Or in this meeting, we're going to do an employee of the month or an employee of the quarter or whatever. How are we recognizing and rewarding our employees in whatever manner makes sense for us? If you remember in Simple Truth 24, we're talking about motivation. What motivates people? We can leverage that to acknowledge our teams. Because when people are recognized for their efforts, they will continue to be excited about their work. Eventually, they won't need as much external recognition, even from you, because they will begin to catch themselves doing things right. And that comes from our author. I think what's important here as leaders is, how is it that we are valuing and appreciating? Now, valuing and appreciating is one of the strategies that Dr. Justin Irving and Dr. Gail Longbotham identify, that teams that infuse servant leadership into their daily operations, they see higher levels of effectiveness. And one of those strategies is to value and appreciate. How do you, as a leader, let your team know that you value them and that you appreciate them? You know, another way that we can look at this is, I want you to look at what happens when there's success. Does the team come together to celebrate? Or do you find that there's really not much movement? There's not much chatter around that. When there's a failure, what happens? Does the team come together and talk about what can they learn from it so they don't make the mistake again? Do they talk about ways that they can overcome this hurdle? Or do they point fingers? These actions and these behaviors are going to be very telling. When teams turn on each other, there's no connection. When teams blame others, it demonstrates a lack of commitment. However, when teams come together and we say, how are we going to overcome this? That is a behavioral example of a strong connection. So when we think about this statement from Rick Warren, it's not about you. How can we bring that to life in how we lead our teams? I'm going to go back to what our authors give us, and they say the ultimate result of training people to be the masters of their own fate is reflected in this quote from the ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. When the best leader's work is done, their people will say we did it ourselves. Again, when we are leading teams and we are building relationships and building connection, it's important that we approach it through the lens of we and not me. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.